Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Greg Maturi, currently the pastor of St. Dominic's Parish in Youngstown. Welcome, Father.
And thanks for having me, Tim.
Sure. Today we're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, Section 1, about what we believe as Catholics. And we're continuing our discussion about heaven, hell, and angels. And one question that I hear a lot, Father, if God is love, how can there be a hell?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. You know, the whole question, and that ties in, of course, with evil in the world. If there's a loving God, how come He allows evil?
Exactly.
Hell, of course, is as we talked about, is the opposite of heaven. So God's intention for us is heaven. God wants everyone to go to heaven. God does not seek the death of the sinner, but that the sinner be saved. God does not seek punishment, but repentance. He does not seek suffering and sadness, but renewal and a new life. He doesn't seek death, He seeks life. He is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. And that's precisely what hell is. Hell is the realm of the dead. It's people who are spiritually dead. You know, we talk about Jesus Christ, our salvation in Jesus Christ, as free. It was free gift on God's part. In other words, we didn't merit Christ's salvation. We didn't merit Christ coming to save us. How could we? We were dead. You know, dead people don't do a lot. So God sent His Son to wake us from the dead, to bring us to life, spiritual life. And this was one of the deceptions, of course, that Satan used against Adam and Eve. Did God tell you if you ate that you would die? You will surely not die. The devil was speaking a half-truth. They were not going to die physically. They died spiritually. They were dead. Christ comes along to save us from death. Hell is spiritual death. That is, Christ comes to save us, to give us life, and yet some in the mystery of freedom and God's providence, some people choose death rather than life. And that includes, we can see that in the physical world, but not so easy to see, but nevertheless, just as real, some people choose spiritual death.
So while God offers us His love, His Son, and the grace to get to heaven, we can choose to say no to that free gift of grace, mm-hmm. say no to Jesus, and in essence, choose eternal damnation.
Exactly. And ultimately, what we're choosing our own death, and we don't realize that. I mean, you can see that, you know, people who choose evil. You see, the case of abortion. Take the case of abortion, for example. People think they're choosing something good. They're choosing death. And they're choosing not only physical death, the death of a human person, but they're choosing their own spiritual death. And there's forgiveness. Forgiveness is always open to people. Until the day we die, no matter how heinous our sin may be, God always extends forgiveness. The church always holds out forgiveness for the sinner. But there are some people who, in the end, reject that forgiveness.
So could this be a true statement that God doesn't condemn us to hell as much as we condemn ourselves to hell?
Sure.
Would that be a true statement?
I would think that's the case, yes.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about angels. What are angels?
Oh, good. Excellent question. You know, and this is something, sometimes we get very confused on the subject of angels because people mistake the truth of, or they mistake what the New Age says about angels versus what is true about angels. Mm-hmm. And the truth about angels is they are intelligent, personal, free-willed beings that do not have bodies, so they are not restricted to place, and they're not restricted to time, at least as we understand time. And so the good angels are they do God's will completely, immediately, with facility and ease, sort of like what the virtues are, the infused virtues are meant to do for us. Just as the infused virtues are meant to enable us to do God's will, to live in accord with His wisdom freely, immediately, with facility and ease. So the good angels do that. And now the bad angels, the fallen angels, of course, they work against God. Mm-hmm. They choose to fight God, and so they are in hell. Unlike a human person, see, human persons, we live in time. So when we sin, we can be forgiven. No, in other words, no one choice we make is determinative of our whole life, because we live in time. So we can sin, we can come to realize it was sin, we can ask forgiveness and receive forgiveness through the grace of the sacrament of confession. Angels don't live in time, so they don't have that same sequence of time. Mm-hmm. When they make a choice, it's completely determinative of their life. So as soon as an angel comes into existence, they choose to do God, to live in accord with God's wisdom and do His will or not, from the moment they come into existence. There's nothing preventing. They have no bodies to weigh down their minds. They have no bodies to encroach on their freedom, to inhibit their freedom. So with clear minds and complete consent of will, they can make a determinative choice from the moment of their existence.
So if an angel is a pure spiritual creature of God without bodies, can we interact with angels?
Absolutely. They're persons. You know, they have intelligence and free will just as we have intelligence and free will. Mm-hmm. So certainly our interaction with angels is one of love, is one of reason, intelligence. Their purpose in life is to help us. In other words, the good angels want us to share heaven with them, just as the saints want us to share the life of heaven with them. Mm-hmm. And so the angels obey God's will immediately with facility and ease right away to help us to attain to the life of heaven.
Okay, so what about our guardian angel? Who or what is our guardian angel?
So God's love, and the angels, you know, one of the things the angels reveal is just how personal God's love is for us. God's love is so personal that He actually puts persons in our lives to help us to know His love and to one day share that love with Him forever in heaven. And the angels share God's love with us, and they do so by helping us, by helping us to live in accord with divine wisdom so that we can one day enjoy heaven. Now, the angels have an advantage we don't. Because they have no bodies, they have nothing to weigh down their intellect. Their intellect is very powerful. They are very vastly more intelligent than any human person. Mm-hmm. And because they have no bodies weighing down their act of choice, their will, their wills are very powerful,
mm-hmm.
Vastly more powerful than any human will. And this is something to keep in mind, because Satan's intelligence and his will is vastly more powerful than ours, but not than Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is man, fully man, yet hypostatically united to the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the eternal Son of God. His intellect and his will is more powerful than the angels. Mm-hmm. Now, as powerful as the angels are, and as perfect and as beautiful as the angels are, it's always good for us to keep in mind that God did not choose to become an angel. He chose to become a man to save us. He came to save us. This is very important, because we need to realize that while we revere the angels, they are here to help us. And they are here, first of all, to serve God and serve God by helping us.
Mm-hmm.
And our guardian angels then take God's love even a step more personal. Now we have an angel that is specifically for us. That's how personal God's love is for us.
So would it make sense to pray to our guardian angels?
Certainly. Certainly we pray to our guardian angels. We pray to the saints. We pray to our guardian angels. We don't worship them as we worship God, as we worship Jesus Christ, as we worship the Holy Spirit. There is a type of worship that is reserved only for God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. But there is a form of reverence that we give to the saints and to Mary, the greatest of the saints,
mm-hmm.
who is our mother. God is our Father. Mary is our mother. And the saints are as our brothers and sisters. And there is a reverence we give to the angels. And so when we pray to them, we include in our prayers not only the things we need to ask them to help us, but that we revere them,
mm-hmm.
that we reverence them, not as God, but as beings endowed with God's grace and who enjoy the life of heaven.
And we ask them for their help.
Exactly. We ask for their help. If I may bring in one more point, and this is something, I'm a Dominican, and so I'm a student of St. Thomas Aquinas. And so this is something very important to keep in mind. St. Thomas Aquinas referred to theology as a science, and it's as a holy science. And what the word science means there is knowledge. And it's the knowledge that the saints have in heaven. In other words, theology is about us having the same knowledge that the saints and the angels have in heaven. Well, obviously, one of the ways that we gain the same knowledge that the saints and the angels have in heaven is by talking with them,
mm-hmm.
is by praying to them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, this is important, because we want to know. Our faith is about us knowing what the saints and angels know in heaven.
Well, great. Well, it's good to know that we have some helpers in heaven, the angels, and in particular our guardian angels, to help us get to heaven so that we can spend forever with God.
And that's their whole purpose in life.
Perfect. Well, again, thanks for joining us today, Father. Really enjoyed the points that you were able to bring out. And I want to thank you, our listening audience, for joining us today for Faith with Father. This has been Tim Perry. God bless you. Bye now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.